Some days, especially when I'm away from my forest home place, I stumble around, bumping and bruising myself, taking off skin. I can't gauge where my body is in space. I can't feel my edges. I feel pain when I come up against a hard object, but I'm shocked by the pain, surprised that my body has come a cropper. The supermarket trolley jerks against my ankles. My elbows bang against walls as I walk past. Hallways don't seem to contain me. I ricochet from one knock to another. Bump, bump, bump. It all seems like extreme clumsiness, but I wasn't a clumsy child. I can't bring any sense of self, the boundary lines of my body, with me from the forest out into the world. What to do with the intensity of longing that occasionally arises? Sometimes I hug my pup so hard he growls. When my pup growls, I realise I need to find some other way of letting off steam. It's easy to imagine I could just touch myself and be done with it, but no matter how many times I make myself come, that feeling of wanting doesn't subside. A friend has a term for the need for touch, skin hungry. Lots of people live without sex, but I find it a kind of deprivation. My local vet is preposterously handsome. Dark-skinned, almond-eyed, of indeterminate, to me, ethnicity, youthful. When I first walked into his surgery with my scab-nosed cat, I sucked in a breath in surprise. He smirked as if his appeal was written all over my face. The last vet was an old, gentle, dishevelled bloke who wiped up the urine of nervous pets as if it was nothing. This new young vet had the cocky ease of someone aware of their charms. I wondered about how he'd see me. I lived in a house with few mirrors. Days might go past before I caught sight of my reflection. Self-conscious, I glanced down at my tatty jeans, untying my messy hair while he spoke. I pondered our age difference. I guessed it was about a decade. I wondered if he'd see me as old. There was something in his manner that hinted at an awareness of me as a sexual being. Was he flirting with me? Or did I imagine that because I found him attractive? The sexual undercurrent caught me off guard. I tied my hair back up, alert, my body tingling. He stared into my eyes and told me he suspected my scab-nosed cat was allergic to mosquitoes, but that I'd have to pay $600 for a biopsy to check. I did not have $600. But how would you treat it if it was mosquitoes? The old vet had always prescribed the cheapest possible option. Well, there is a range of potential treatments, but I'm not willing to go ahead with any of them until we know what we're dealing with. Can't we just assume it is mosquitoes and give the simplest treatment a go? It was tricky to broach the topic of my limited income. He shook his head. I sighed in frustration. Have you thought about getting pet insurance? He asked. I mean, you wouldn't go without car insurance, right? It's pretty much the same. I'd only ever had third-party car insurance. I'm a single mum, I wanted to say. Or even more financially damning, I'm a fucking novelist. I did what any desperate owner of a scab-nosed cat would do in this scenario. I walked outside and rang around until I found a vet in the area who'd treat my cat without the $600 biopsy. The next vet was a tall, slim, balding redhead with freckled sun-damaged skin. He was softly spoken and kind, and I fought the urge to stretch up on my toes to place a gentle kiss on his cheek in thanks. It's hard to define the feeling of mutual sexual attraction. Is there even a word that sums up that strange physiological awareness? The one I'd usually reach for is vibe, although coming from northern New South Wales, I'm conscious of our embarrassing hippie lexicon. So what is it, this vibe? It's easy enough to identify your own physical attraction to another person. Hyper-alertness to their presence, focus on their physical attributes, an elevated heart rate, tingling skin, the need to make eye contact, and if you're me, difficulty in expressing yourself clearly, a fumblingness or outright clumsiness. But what is it that makes the vibe feel mutual? I've been around people who don't show any of my overt symptoms of attraction, but in whom I still detect a sense that it's there. Perhaps I'm subconsciously picking up on subtle biological cues, dilated pupils or the faintest of flushes. I often perceive their state as a type of stillness. While I am spilling over, the other person is calm, but somehow receptive to all my trembly sensuality. It's as though I have their attention and they are making room for me. But how, without asking, could I ever confirm such an indecipherable thing?